Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, April the 9th, 2020. I want you all to please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of Pastor Eric Morfis, who will be delivering God's word on tonight. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth the word very shortly on tonight. So make sure you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's word together once again on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. And I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God. He is so powerful. He's so awesome. He is so unique in all of his ways. There's no explaining God. And that's why he is so worthy to be praised. What I love about him, he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, your only begotten, beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you praise, because we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so worthy to be praised. Even in such a time as this that we are going through right now, you're still worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You are a promise keeper. You're a faithful God. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory, even on tonight. So now, Lord, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Eric Morfis and his entire family, and every believer in Jesus Christ that are faithful doers of your word all over the land. Father, I thank you that you know who we are and you know where we are individually and then as a corporate body of believers. So we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you would not be in vain on earth, that we would be able to move forward and continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory on tonight. Now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God, Pastor Morpheus, on tonight that will prick their hearts, that they all will come to know you individually. They will come to know Jesus Christ, your son. They will seek him. They will ask for forgiveness of their sins and transgressions. They will ask him to come into their hearts and save them from their sins. And then once they're saved in his name, they too will come to know their God purpose in the earth, and they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up our president and all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives and agendas on tonight. You know who they are. We know that you search every heart. And you, that, again, there's nothing hidden from you. So we thank you, that, again, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So we ask that you will touch the hearts of our president, President Trump. Heavenly Father, if he's truly not saved, only you know, and he know. So if he's not saved, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you would move by your spirit, send your word his way, that once he hears your word, he would be able to receive your word on whenever you send your word his way, hopefully on tonight, and that he, too, would be able to confess his sins in the name of Jesus and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into his heart and save him, and that not only him, but the world leaders everywhere, Heavenly Father, that are not saved in Jesus' name, and that once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose in the earth, and they will know how to show love and compassion for all people, that you will be glorified through them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you for my sister, Janetta Burney. You allowed her to come home from the hospital from being affected by this virus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still working miracle signs and wonders. She is now living proof, among others around the world, that you are still saving, you are still healing and delivering your people. And I lift up her pastor, Pastor Kenneth Harris, pastor of Detroit Baptist Tabernacle, and his wife, Sister Ruthie Harris, who are all the First Lady of Detroit Bible Tabernacle, who are also affected by this virus. So now, Lord, we ask you to comfort and strengthen all those around the world, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones due to this virus. Comfort and strengthen them, not only them, but those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason on today, Heavenly Father, and all through the week. Let them know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your joy that only you can give for such a time as this. And now, Lord, we ask that you would move by your spirit, touch the healed and deliver and strengthen your people that are sick in their bodies, Heavenly Father, all over the land. We know that you're, again, that you're still working miracle signs and wonders for your glory. There is no God like you. You are the Most High God. You are an awesome God. You're worthy to be praised. So we just bless your name on tonight. We ask you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, never forget who God is. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Never forget who God is. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I am not going to do a music break for tonight because after Pastor Eric Morpheus concludes with the message on tonight, he is going to bless this ministry on tonight. He's going to bless us with a song, and it's titled My Soul is Anchored in the Lord by Douglas Miller. So you want to stay tuned. So after he concludes the message on tonight, you want to stay tuned and be blessed by this awesome song, My Soul is Anchored in the Lord. For such a time that we're living in, we need to make sure that our souls are anchored in the Lord. So right now, I am going to yield the mic to Pastor Eric Morpheus. Again, he is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, located in Warren, Michigan. Pastor Eric Morpheus, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God. We thank you so much. Amen. We are excited and delighted, amen, once again to be in the presence, amen, of all of you that are on this line, that are near and far. Amen. We thank God for you tonight, amen. And we just so elated at what God is doing, because in the eyesight of the believer, amen, we see that God is supernaturally moving on the behalf of his people, amen. And we thank God for what has taken place, amen. Even though it may seem like that things are going chaotic and things are not going in a favorable way for us, but we realize that God, amen, he is sovereign. Amen. We realize, amen, that he is in control of our life. He is the strength of our life. Amen. In whom shall we be afraid? Amen. Thank God for you, Brother Brown. Amen. And to everyone that is on the line, I just want to share some things with you tonight that the Lord has placed on my heart and in my spirit. that I want to speak a word unto you. And there is a word for you tonight. Amen. I want to speak a word to you. And you're not here by happenstance. You have come to this blog talk, amen, by divine appointment, because the Lord is so precious. He is so loving. He is so kind. Amen. That he has a word for you. Amen. That even in this time, in this transition that we are journeying in this moment, amen, God is giving us, amen, the wind, amen, to keep us afloat, amen, to sail, amen, from one point to another point, amen. We are going from glory to glory, amen, and we thank God what's taking place, amen, in spite of, amen, because we do not observe from the position from where we are right now, but where we are in the realm of the spirit. Amen. So I want to encourage you. I'm not going to be long tonight, but I do want to deliver this word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown, thank you once again. And we extend our prayers to your family, you as well, that you will prosper. Amen. In every area and measure of your life. Amen. We thank God for you and your family, and to all the families that have been affected by this viral system. Amen, that has been blanketing the earth in such a time as this, and those who have fell victim, amen, to this viral system, and those who have been touched and intrigued by this viral system, we pray for the family and for the lives of those who are recovering and recuperating, amen, from this unprecedented system that has been released in the earth. Amen. And we know that this is different times. These are difficult times. Amen. But God wants us to, as the believers, amen, as his people, how to navigate. Amen. And tonight, I just want to encourage you. Amen. Because I believe that what has taken place and that has really hit this nation, hit this world in such a prophetic time span, if you will. When we look at what has taken place, we see that we are in the season of Passover, coming up to resurrection. Amen. And you know what the Lord said? Amen. That this storm, this viral system that hit us, amen, it hit us at a time of Passover. Amen. Can I say to you, amen, that this storm is passing over? Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God that this storm is passing over. And we're going to pass over too. Amen. We didn't come to it. We come to go through it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So I want us to be encouraged, amen, that God is, he knows what he's doing. Even though we're not locked in and sensitive to what he is doing in the earth, he knows what he's doing. Amen. So we got to tune into the frequency of the spirit and the frequency of heaven. Amen. So we can get locked into God's purpose and plan. Amen, in this moment and in this hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want us to turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 4 tonight. Mark chapter 4, and I believe this word is going to be released, amen, across this blog talk with such a great impact, amen, upon the lives of you that are on this line, amen, on this blog talk on tonight. Mark chapter 4, and we're going to be again at verse 35, and then we're going to read all the way down to six verses. We're going to read verse 35 through verse 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. And it reads, "And the same day," I want you to take note of that, "the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side." There's the word Passover. He's talking to his disciples. And in verse 36, he says, "And when they had sent the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. And when it was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow," talking about Jesus, And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves and the sea obey him? I want us to see some things here, because I want to talk about today is being calm in the midst of calamity. Being calm in the midst of calamity. And one of the things that we need to understand that the season that we are in, this transitional phase that is taking a place, and what we are beholding and what we are seeing taking place before our very eyes, it sometimes seems surreal, as though it's not even happening, or it's not even possible of what has taken place because of this unprecedented storm that has come and has afflicted the earth. And we see, not only has it affected this nation, it has affected this world. Amen. And I believe that in this season, in this moment, that God is requiring more of us, amen, to be more committed and dedicated to prayer and intercession and laying before him in his presence and seeking and searching out and listening for his voice, becoming sensitive to what the Spirit is saying in this hour, what he is prophetically speaking unto us, so that we would not be unaware what is taking place. And I believe God is calling us to higher ground. He's calling us to a mountain of elevation, because see, where there is elevation, there is revelation, and where there is revelation, there is elevation. Amen. You remember John, amen, the disciple John, the apostle John, in the book of Revelation, in the Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, he says, I heard a voice behind me, and then I turned around and I saw, amen, a door. I saw a door, which is represents an entryway, amen, into eternal things. And I heard the voice say unto me, Come up hither, that I may show you things to come. And in order for John to see things in the spirit, and in order for John to see divine and eternal things, amen, that is not hindered by what takes place in the earth realm, he had to be elevated in order to be revelated. Are you hearing that? Amen. At the place of elevation, there is revelation, insight, wisdom, and knowledge. Amen. It's only at that place, when we ascend unto the hill, from whence cometh our help, all of our help will come from the Lord. Amen. And I believe that God says in this hour, amen, that he says that even I will not do a thing unless I reveal it unto my servant the prophets. Amen. But I want you to understand that God is speaking not only to one person, but he's speaking to a many membered person. He says in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters, they shall prophesy. See, we got to get to the place where we began to prophesy and declare and to decree some things in the earth from the heavenly realm. Are you hearing that today? Amen. We are seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. That's where we rule at. Amen. That's the place, amen, that we began to execute authority from our position of where we are seated and not from the position of what things are happening here on the earth. Are you hearing that? Amen. So I want us to understand that there is a prophetic people who are sensitive to the voice of God, to those who are not being triggered by voices on the outside, but they're being triggered from the inside, from the eternal voice of God that is speaking unto them. I'm talking about a people who is not being affected by what's taking place right now in our nation and across this world. Amen. I'm talking about a people who have really tapped into what God is really saying. And I thank God in this moment for the intercessors and the watchmen. Those are our spiritual first responders. Are you hearing that? We have intercessors and watchmen that are upon the wall, and they're lifting up the people of God. They're lifting up this nation. They're lifting up the kings and the provinces of this world. They're lifting them up before God, and I believe that they're standing in the gap in this very hour. Thank God for our first responders in the spirit. Amen. Our intercessors and our watchmen. Amen. Are you hearing that? Amen. See, we need to understand that God, in this moment in time, he is requiring more from us in the realm of the spiritual. And it's not by happenstance that almost this entire world is on lockdown. And they call it shelter in place. Are you hearing that? Amen. And I believe that this is a time where God is resetting us. He's resetting us. Amen. And he's downloading us with new software from heaven. And I believe there's going to be a reboot, that when this is all over, there's going to be an updated version of you. Come on here, somebody. There's going to be a new you that will emerge from this system, this viral system, this storm that is taking place. Now, when we look at the text, that Jesus is said on the same day. I want you to understand that it starts off by saying at the same day. Now, what we need to understand, and we must go back to what happened on that same day. On that same day earlier, Jesus was instructing his disciples how to live kingdom life. Amen. How to live kingdom life in the earth. And he began to tell them about how the sower went out and sowed the seed, and how the seed fell on stony ground. It fell on good ground, and it fell on dry places. And he began to tell them that the word of God is the only thing that will cause you to function effectively in the kingdom of God when a crisis comes to challenge and test and try you. He began to tell them that your response is measured by the depth of the seed that is within you. Are you hearing that? Many people are reacting because they don't have enough word, and many are responding is because they are deeply rooted in the word. There is a difference of being reactive and responsive. Are you hearing that? Amen. We're the people of God. Amen. We that lay before God, that pray in the spirit. Amen. That intercedes, that get in his word, and has developed relationship with him. Amen. We are the ones who are responders. Amen. We have a responsibility as kingdom citizens in the kingdom of God. We have a responsibility. And you say, well, what is our responsibility? Well, you turn it backwards, you have your responsibility, the ability to respond. Come on here. See, our ability to respond comes when we can be ministers of hope, and that we can be messengers of righteousness in the time of a crisis. See, ministers and messengers of hope are those who are not affected by what is taking place on the outside of them, regardless of the storm, regardless of the viral system, regardless of COVID-19, regardless of coronavirus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They are not affected, amen, by what is taking place on the outside, because their response is from their position that they are seated with Christ. Are you hearing that? And so we need to understand, beloved, that Jesus was teaching his disciples how to live life in the kingdom without allowing things on the outside of them to affect them, amen, and trigger their emotions to be baptized in fear. Are you hearing that? Amen. And so that's why the Bible says, and the same day. You see, when the word of God enters your life, and when the word of God takes resident in your life, amen, you're going to be tested by that word. That word is going to be tested that is in you. And it's sadly that in this time, we're beginning to see that more people are addicted to church than they are than a relationship with Jesus Christ. Come on here. Somebody, you hear that? I said it's being manifested in this season that people are addicted to structures and mortar and building. But I want you to understand that it's not in the building, it's not in mortar, it's not in brick, it's not in structure. But your foundation is in your relationship with Jesus Christ and the Father. Are you hearing that? Amen. Buildings are closed at this moment, but I want you to know that the church is not closed. Are you hearing that? Amen. We are the church. Amen. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are the habitation of God, built by the Spirit of God. Are you hearing that? We are the building of God. Amen. And I believe that God has given us the graces of technology and advancement. Amen. That his word would not be void. Are you hearing that? His word would not be hindered. His word would not be interrupted, and there are so many avenues and tools in which God has given us the spirit of innovation and creativity, whereby we can get the word out and transmit this word unto the entire world. Amen. Such as this platform that Brother Brown has on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the innovative platforms that have been created and innovated for the benefit of the kingdom of God, to bring the word across, amen, to all generations. Are you hearing that tonight? Amen. So we see that on the same day the disciples, amen, was tested by the depthness of the word that was in them. Jesus said, let's go over to the other side, because see, Jesus knew that there was a man who was possessed by a devil, amen, needed healing, needed to be delivered. Are you hearing that? And so when Jesus instructed the disciples, let's sail over the Lake Gennesaret, amen, that we may enter into the region of the Gadarenes, so we can deliver a man who is heavily depressed and oppressed by demonic influence. They had the command that they were to go to the other side. Jesus gave the command, and so once he gives the word, amen, he goes to sleep. Amen. It's something that when God gives you something, amen, he expects you to carry it out. He gave the command to the disciples, let's go over to the other side. Amen. And they should have at that point taken over the reins of that ship and of that vessel sailing to the other side. He was so comfortable with them having instructions, and that he articulated instructions very clearly unto them. So he felt comfortable. I'll go down and I'll take me a nap. Amen. Well, we see that they were beginning to sail across Lake Gennesaret. And the Bible says that a storm rose, a great storm rose, pretty much like a storm what we have now, a storm that we are experiencing in this moment, in this season that we are in right now. It was a great storm. Amen. This storm came out of nowhere. Nobody saw this storm coming. Amen. And those who were Peter, James, and John, the disciples, they were fishermen by trade. Amen. The other disciples, they had other occupations of professionalism, but Peter, James, and John, John, they were fishermen by trade. They knew the waters. They knew how to handle a vessel in rough waters. And it's one thing, beloved, it's sad that we have depended, amen, on our own strength to navigate ourselves through a storm. Amen. Are you hearing that? Amen. We need to understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. But he has given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. It is not in our strength that there is the ability, but it is the strength and the ability of the Holy Spirit that empowers us, amen, to make it to the other side. Amen. So we see that this storm begins to beat upon the ship. And there was winds of hurricane proportion that were blowing and whistling and beating upon the ship. And the disciples realized that this storm was beyond their expertise. Amen. Some things you just got to let go and give it to God. Are you hearing that? And a lot of people are tired. There's a lot of Christians that are tired. A lot of people are fatigued. A lot of people are depressed because they're trying to row the boat themselves, amen, without proper equipment. Are you hearing that? Amen. But thank God for Jesus, amen, that when we call him in the midst of a storm, amen, he is there. I thank God for Father right now in the midst of the storm that we are in. We can call upon him and he will answer and he will be there. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And I want to encourage you that we're going to the other side on tonight. Amen. On the other side of this storm is where it is. Are you hearing that? And what's going to get us through this storm is our joy. Come on here, somebody. It's our joy that's going to get us to the other side of this storm. You see, Jesus had a storm at the cross. Are you hearing that? Amen. It affected him so that on that Thursday night when he was praying with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done, O God. You see, you're come to a place, amen, where there is nothing left in you but for God to fulfill and to fill you up. Are you hearing that? It was the joy that brought Jesus from that cross, amen, and took him through the humiliation and the excruciating pain of that cross. It was the joy, for the book of Hebrews tell us in Hebrews 12:1, it says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the same. Your joy, amen, will get you to the other side. Are you hearing that right now? It's your joy that's going to get you through this storm. It's your joy that's going to cause you to be an overcomer in this hour. Are you hearing that? And that's why we got to continue to praise him. We got to continue to lift him up. We got to continue to magnify him and bless his name, because the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight. It builds us up. It encourages us. It fortifies us. It insulates the peace that is in us. Are you hearing that? And because the disciples got to a place where their strength was no longer adequate for the storm, the Bible said that fear came. Fear came and it gripped their hearts. Fear came and it opened the door. See, the storm that was outside of them now became a storm on the inside of them. Are you hearing that? Amen. Job said, the very thing that I fear has come upon me. Amen. It is the fear that will open the door, amen, for your emotions, amen, to be attacked by the current condition of your circumstances. But I hear the Lord saying, do not be obsessed with the current condition of your circumstance, but trust me, trust my leading, trust my spirit, trust my provision, said the Lord, trust my healing, amen, trust my navigation that I have placed within you, amen, my divine GPS system that will get you to the other side. God says it's time that we began to fall on our face and relinquish all rights unto him, all authority unto him. We have tried to row this boat, and even some are still trying to row their boat in the storm. But God is saying, I got to step up in you, and I got to calm this storm. See, there's nothing wrong with going through a storm, beloved. It's a problem when the storm, amen, resides in you. See, what took place on the outside of them now took up resident on the inside of them. And the Bible says that they were exceedingly fearful, and they went and caused Jesus and woke him up out of sleep. Amen. And when they woke him out of sleep, Jesus got up from where he was. He was a little disturbed, amen, because you got to remember that same day he was teaching them about how being in the Word and how to respond to crises, amen, in unfavorable situations. The Bible says that Jesus, amen, began to speak to the wind, amen, and began to speak to the storm and the sea and told it to peace, be still. Are you hearing that? Amen. And I believe that Jesus was not only talking to that storm that was outside of them, but he was talking to that storm on the inside of them that gripped their hearts and their minds, that paralyzed them in their tracks. Are you hearing that? It froze them from even believing God, that God said, let's go to the other side in spite of. Are you hearing that? And Jesus said, how is it that you are fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? See, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. You mean to tell me I've spent an entire day, amen, to teach you about how to live in the kingdom, that when crisis come, amen, that you can overcome your current condition, amen? And Jesus said unto them, why is it you're so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? You see, the storm will come, and it will test everything that is within you. Amen. And I believe, beloved, that we are in a season that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, whether it be the religious system, the economic system, or whatever system there is that have exalted itself against the knowledge of God. It's being shaken. And everything that we have allowed to rule in our lives that is not God, it's being shaken. You see, beloved, our God is a consuming fire. He's not a destroying fire, because our God is love. Amen. He is love. He's a consuming fire, not a destroying fire. Amen. He only consumes that up which is in us that is not like his nature or his character. Are you hearing that? And all the things that we have built our life upon, amen, that is not like him, will be consumed. It will be shaken off. And this is the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. This is the great emotional stress, because we have built our lives, our reputations, our careers, amen. We have built all of these things upon, amen, a false self. But God says, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. And all I'm concerned about is that Christ be manifested. Are you hearing that? Flesh cannot glory in the presence of the Lord. All flesh is grass, and the grass withers, and the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever. Amen. So it is a good thing for us to fill our hearts and mind with eternal things that will not pass away. Are you hearing that on tonight? Amen. So I want to close to let you know, amen, we're going to the other side, amen, because God said so. Amen. We're going and passing over onto the other side. Do not allow this storm, this viral system, amen, to cause fear. Amen. Jesus said in John 14:1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You see, fear, amen, has the ability to weaken the immune system. I'm speaking from a medical standpoint now, from the University of Minnesota. Amen. Fear has the ability to weaken the immune system and damage the cardiovascular system, which is our heart, amen, that will cause weakness and deformity, amen, to our organs, and it can affect us physically. Are you hearing that? Amen. So if this viral system that is creeping in the land and that is blanketing and it's moving in and out of the earth and it's arresting victims in its path and in its wake. Amen. We realize that fear comes to weaken our immune system, and this viral system attacks the weak immune system. I think we need to get some joy. I think we need to begin to praise God and build up our immune system. Are you hearing that? That's why the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength, because it will strengthen your immune system. Come on, it will strengthen your heart. Are you hearing that? And you will not be a victim. Amen. And vulnerable, amen, to such a dis-ease that is blanketing the earth. Are you hearing that? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to understand, beloved, let not your heart be troubled, because storms didn't come to last. They come to pass. Amen. Are you hearing that? And we're going to the other side. And once we get to the other side, there's going to be an updated version of you. There's going to be a new you. There's going to be a whole nother piece of software downloaded in you, and you will have new perspective. You're going to have new vision, amen, and you're going to have new identity, amen, and new purpose and destiny, amen. God bless you on tonight, beloved, amen. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, and let's not forget our purpose, amen, for being in this world. Amen. We are in it to win it, not of it to love it. God bless you on tonight as we close out with this song, and after which Brother James will come back, and he will give us the last words and release us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
The storm keeps on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord tonight. We thank God. I personally thank God for Pastor Eric Morpheus on tonight for that mighty, awesome word that's needed for such a time as this on tonight. In other words, he's letting all of us know, me included, you, the listeners, letting us know that we are to remain calm in the midst of calamity. No matter what it looks like, we are to remain calm as believers of Jesus Christ and as doers of God's word. We have to let the world see Jesus Christ in us. Even while we're going through this storm, we still have to let our light so shine that men would see our good works and able to glorify God the Father in heaven. So I want you all to remember the spiritual food for thought for tonight. Remember this spiritual food for thought for tonight. It also both coincides, connects with this word on tonight from Pastor Eric Morpheus. Never forget who God is. Once again, spiritual food for thought for tonight. Never forget who God is. He is in total control at all times. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it, we got to remember and know who he is. He is the Most High God. He is our creator, our Heavenly Father. He loves us. And he did say in this life, we were going to have trials and tribulations, and no one is exempt. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. So remember that we do not have the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. The enemy comes to put fear and doubt in our hearts. But we thank God for the word. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I choose to believe the report of the Lord, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my everything. He's my shield, my buckler, my way out of no way, my way of escape, my healer, my everything. Just like he's my everything, if you're saved in Jesus' name, thank God he's your everything also on tonight. So we thank God for this word that just went forth through Pastor Eric Morpheus tonight. And we know that it has not gone out in void, because the Lord already knows who's going to be listening. He knows exactly what we all stand in need of. That's the kind of God we serve. He's an awesome God. So right now, we're going to get ready to close out in prayer. I'm asking our listeners, please pray with me as we get ready to close out in prayer, because prayer, the flexible prayers of the righteous, still avail as much. And I like what you said, Pastor Morpheus. I had to write it down because I know this for a fact myself, as I've been walking with the Lord a long time. I do see that there are some people in the world that are truly addicted to the church buildings. They are saved in Jesus' name, but they are addicted to the church buildings, failing to remember that they are the church. So we got to remember that we are the church, and we gather in the buildings where God designated for us to come together and come together and worship and praise and glorify him in the building. He said we are never to forget, assemble ourselves together and come on one accord and give him glory, honor, and praise. That's what the church building represents. So people need to remember, the body of Christ needs to remember on tonight that if you are truly saved in Jesus' name, you are the church. I am the church. We are the church of the living God. What a mighty God we serve. Again, Pastor Edward Murphy, I thank you for this word on tonight. I continue to pray for you and your family, your ministry, and the works of your hands, that God will continue to get the glory out of your life. Right now, we're going to close out in prayer, and I'm asking all the listeners, please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you never slumber nor sleep. Your eyes are in every place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You are not like man. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Heavenly Father, we just bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. Even in the midst of what we're going through right now, we thank you that you are in total control. We're standing on your word on tonight, Heavenly Father, that with the strength and the joy of the Lord, we're going to remain calm and that we're going to continue to be faithful doers of your word, even while we're going through this storm, that others that may not know Jesus Christ, that are spiritually blind, will come to know Jesus Christ as you use us to speak into their lives, what you would have us to pour into their lives for them to hear. And that we pray that their ears would be open, that when you send us their way, they would be able to receive your word, Heavenly Father, from whatever vessel you're using to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, that they would be able to receive the word. They would be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, to come into their hearts and save them. And then once they're saved, they would too come to know their individual God purpose, that they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we just continue to bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. You're an awesome God. You are a mighty God. So help your people, Heavenly Father, on tonight. Help each one of us that are being faithful doers, that are faithful doers. And that's what I love about you, Heavenly Father. You are searching every heart. People do a lot of talking, but you are searching our hearts. You know who are truly being assets to the kingdom of God. You also know who are being liabilities to the kingdom of God, because there is nothing hidden from you, because you are that type of God. You are that awesome and powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. And so we just bless your name on tonight. We pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that tuned in faithfully to this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless them as only you can. Grant them the desires of their hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit upon them, that they will continue to spread the good news about this worldwide ministry. It's not about me. It's not about the pastors or the ministers or the deacons that come forth bringing your word. We thank you that you use us, but it's all about Jesus. We're just the vessels that you are using to share the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. So we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you would continue to bless each listener, that they would continue to go out and spread the good news about this ministry and platform, that others around the world can tune in and hear your word and be blessed and be saved, those that are not saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word, is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. We bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, we pray on tonight. Amen. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, until this coming Saturday, you want to tune in this coming Saturday and be blessed by Deacon Marvin Cox. He will be sharing another word from the Lord on this coming Saturday night. He always shares with us inspirational poems first, and he always has another powerful word from the Lord. And so I thank God for him on tonight as he gets ready to come forth on Saturday night to bring forth another word from the Lord. So we're going to close out on tonight with this song, I Give You Praise. Why? Because through it all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through and how it feels, God is still worthy to be praised. Until the next time, know that. Again, I love you. God loves you even more. Be blessed.
Precious Lamb, so much I owe, life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Life for me.